If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for seven figures. Go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code PODCAST for an instant $100 discount. See you in Nashville.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Good day, my friend.
Good day.
Good day.
Averages. Average sucks in a lot of ways, but let's just discuss the fact that this whole world is designed for the average person.
Sure.
The average person, I guess for a lot of reasons, like for one thing, we homeschool, right? Our dog.
Sure.
So homeschooling, but when you look at the public schools and what is available, it's for the masses, mm-hmm. right? And it has to be, because how do you specialize each individual kid's learning program? And not to say anything's wrong with public school. I went to public school. You went to public school. My mom was a public school teacher. But the way it's designed, it's teaching you to be an employee, just get a job, be average.
Do the thing, yeah.
Do the thing.
College, career.
Yep, and it's it's real interesting. And that's just kind of what you're brought up to believe, right? And unless you have somebody around you that's quote-unquote winning or getting ahead or...
defying the average.
Yeah, defying the average, then you don't know any different unless you read or watch movies and you try to figure this out on your own. And it's nobody's fault, I don't believe, especially the young youth coming up, unless you as a parent aren't teaching your kids, mm-hmm. right? I'm teaching my daughter what average is, what this world's designed about. I also talk a lot of conspiracy theories with her. She loves it.
Get those gears think.
I'm really teaching her to think outside of what she's being told. Mm-hmm. And in order for you to be not average, you have to break through the common, I guess, what you're being told, right? So, You see this a lot when somebody is getting ahead. Don't forget the little guys. Don't forget where you came from. Don't get too big for your britches, right? Don't work too hard, or you should take a break, or you are working too hard. I heard this a lot growing up when I was working a ton.
Sure.
And even coming from my mom.
People close, yeah.
She's like, hey, you really are working hard out there. I mean, you're going to take a break, or you're going to get to Friday and, you're going to take a vacation. It's like, I don't need that, right? Like, that's not how I think. But the majority of the people think that way, right? Yeah. And this kind of conversation is stemming from what we're seeing the averages in the industry are for revenue, right? For the fitness industry. Any report you're looking at these days, you're seeing kind of like the average revenue of a training gym somewhere in the mid 20s, mm-hmm. whether it's 22, 27, 26, 24, it's all right in the middle. It's all under 30. I can tell you that. Yeah. I haven't seen any average report where the gym is making more than 30,000 on average. And so I start to think about it. I'm like, okay, how could somebody have a gym put their life's work into? Going in every day, having a team, putting all that investment to open the gym, marketing. You don't turn it off when you go home. You think about it 24/7. You're thinking about it in your sleep. You're always thinking about work. But the payoff is a gym or a business that's generating somewhere around $25,000 a month. And what is that? What trickles down to profit? Like, let's just say 20%, right? Sure. $5,000 a month is coming to profit. It's like, is that worth it? And I would probably argue most would say no.
Sure.
It's not worth it. But they stay in the middle because that's the average, right? Going against the grain. And I noticed in this industry for sure, the think tanks are very siloed.
Yep. Echo chambers, right?
Yeah. So like yoga studios and bar studios kind of think this way, and CrossFit thinks this way, and personal training gyms think this way, and big box thinks this way. They don't really share a lot, or they're unwilling to look outside of the silo for information or out of the industry, really. And I was talking to one of our Iron Circle members the other day, and she works with a ton of big box brands and stuff like that. And they were telling her, like, there's no innovation in the fitness industry whatsoever. It's the same things that they've been doing for years and years and years, because that's what the average person does.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes you wonder, like, who's going to break through that? Who's going to say enough's enough? 25 isn't going to cut it for me and my family. I need to do something different.
Yeah, I think you did a really good job. I mean, kind of in the beginning where you're talking about like your daughter's influence and things like that. I always look at kind of your belief system. You know, it is a big byproduct of the things that you take in, the people that you surround yourself with. You know, you kind of laid out that old crabs in a bucket mentality, right? That one person goes and gets ahead, you know, the crabs start reaching out, pulling back, whether it be for their own gain or whether it be for the fact that, you know, you're the outlier, come back to the norm, you know, come back to where everybody else is at. But that belief system is what you truly believe is possible. And so if you're surrounded by the average and the conversation every day is the average, you don't think that you could break 30,000. You don't believe that it's possible to do $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 in monthly recurring revenue. And until you change what your influence
there you go.
By, you're always going to find yourself somewhere in the average, right? It even goes back to the whole, you're the average of the five people you spend your time with. You know, look at your relationship, look at your wealth, look at your spirituality, all of these different things. It's kind of weird when you actually sit back and you go, all right, who are my five people of influence? And I would go one step further, because I don't think it's just people anymore, because of how easy it is to be influenced through podcasts, through social media, through legacy media, all these different options.
Sure.
You know, they used to say, oh man, this is years ago, but like something like, if you watched the news, traditional legacy media, if you watched the news, there was an 8-year difference on your lifespan. You were traditionally lived 8 years less.
Oh my God.
If you were, you know, addicted to the media.
All the negative.
Because there's a negative. Yeah. Right. So if you look at that, right, like flip on the news or just kind of audit your day. You know what I mean? Are you getting up? Are you listening to podcasts? Are you reading books? Are you showing up and doing things to intentionally defy the average? Or are you just kind of, you know, getting out there, opening your email, getting to work, doing whatever it takes to get through the day, putting out fires, and then all of a sudden you find yourself right smack dab in the middle of average.
Yeah, but letting things happen to you.
Correct, big time.
Yeah, and really what...
Hey, Tim Lyons here, and let me ask you a quick question. If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. 3 days laser focused on building a gym that prints profit and buys back your time. Okay, I'm going to walk you through the 7 habits of the highly profitable gyms that we work with. You'll master the Love's Flywheel with Dan Waymera. You're going to learn magnetic hiring with Lindsay Vastola and even bolt on a 5-figure nutrition program with Jennifer Brockstrom. You need marketing firepower? Alicia Little shows you AI automation that do the heavy lifting while you sleep. Do you want unshakable sales swagger? Christopher Carter's body language tactics seal the deal. Then New York Times best-selling author Donald Miller closes us out by teaching you how to clarify your message so clients line up and referrals explode. Single track stage, zero fluff, only 250 seats. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for 7 figures. VIP is disappearing fast, so go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code podcast for an instant $100 discount. Good only while you're hearing my voice. Grow Summit 2025, build the gym that wins. See you in Nashville.
It's the people you hang out with, right? So every time I look at my business is getting ahead, it's because of the groups that we're in, right? It's the mastermind we join with Russell or Todd Brown or STS or whatever. It serves you at that point in your time. And either you grow out of it or you float away from it, but like, when you get out of those groups, a lot of times you stagnate. It's really interesting. It's like, why is this happening? Because you're not around the movers and the shakers and stuff like that. And it's like, I've never been to New York, but the three people that I talked to recently just been to New York, they say there's a different aura or buzz in the city of New York where everybody's kind of operating at a higher frequency, and it makes you want to work harder. It makes you take either bigger risk, or you're right around the right people and the good things happen to those folks. And they're starting to make a lot more money being around others that make a lot more money. It just totally makes sense, right?
Yeah, it's a threshold that they believe is normal. You know, that creates their new normal in a way, right? Uh-huh. I mean, we think about it in movies, you know, when you look at whether it be most major big cities, right? LA, Chicago, New York, the hustle and bustle, right? These people are, you know, if they're working, if they're doing trades and things like that, or working Wall Street, right? They're up, they're in the office before 7, and they're like, you know, having the cocktail at 9 o'clock at night with the coworkers. Still part of their work day.
Yeah.
They go home, they sleep, they're right back to it the next day. But that level of work and the willingness to do that doesn't happen by just human nature. I mean, you know, you're going to find the easy button. You're going to find a way to spend your weekends relaxing or taking the vacations or doing all of what everybody else deems as normal.
Yeah.
Until you accept the fact that, like, normal is not for me. I want this to be my normal. Mm-hmm. It goes back to the Roger Bannister, the five-minute mile?
Four-minute mile
back then, right?
Roger Bannister.
Yeah. When you accept something new and you change your belief systems, you change what you believe is actually possible, and when it happens, that's like, it's the gateway. I mean, everything, it's like taking off the governor on your car. It's insane how different you can operate when you accept a different norm. And I think that the problem is, especially in this industry, it's the echo chambers. It's the, why do we do what we do? It's because that's what we've always done. It's there is a massive lack of innovation, a lack, because it's only going to happen from those that decide to not accept what everybody else is doing.
There you go. And it's not the norm. That's like the fraction of a percent.
Exactly.
The fraction of a percent, because again, everything in your life has told you to be average. Don't rock the boat. Like every term, like what are those called? What are those things called?
One-liners
don't rock the boat. You don't want to be, you know, so apple doesn't fall from the tree, right? Like everything in life, it seems to drive you to the middle, and for good reason, because that's how they can control the mass, or they can serve the masses, right? You can only serve, again, going back to public school, the masses, if you're just generalized, right?
Well, and even if we look at that and relate it to the cash flow quadrants that we talk about all the time, right? Just breaking it down, right? Employee, self-employed, business owner, investor. One, you know, investor, what percentage of the U.S. is actually living or surviving off of the profits of their money, few, right? Yeah. Very, very small. Business owner, fraction of the population. Self-employed, a little bit larger than business owner, but still a fraction of the population. Employee, probably 80-something percent of, I mean, I don't have those stats, but like, it's got to be
over 90%.
Right? I mean, because most people aren't willing to take the risk to become self-employed or business owner. Taking risk is the opposite of the norm. And that's what all of this comes back down to, right? You have to believe that you're capable, you're betting on yourself.
Yeah.
You have to be capable of, if I don't know the knowledge, I'm going to go do it. If I can't, you know, figure something out, I'm going to source the person or the system that's going to help me do it. All of those things are not normal.
Well, here's the ironic thing about that. The gym owners in the averages took that huge risk to open the gym. Okay. So they broke through the norm and then they settled back into what the average is. Now, there always has to be an average.
Sure.
No matter any large group of numbers, there is always an average. But if the average was like $100,000 a month, I wouldn't be having this conversation.
Exactly.
It's $25,000. And that's like, that becomes the line where, is it even worth it? It to me.
Sure.
Like I've said this before, if this gym never got past $30,000, I would have closed, because it's not worth it. Worth it to me is a financial result. That's it. Now, do I have good mojo and feelings about what we've created and helping people. Absolutely. That's the start of it. And I've always said two major things here. We're not selling cigarettes to kids on the corner. What we do is good work. And so like to be in that business of serving and helping human beings get healthier, live longer lives, you know, that's the business I want to be in, right? I don't want to be in something just to sell things and make money. That's the opposite of what I'd rather do. In fact, there's been a lot of opportunities to go and down a different road. And I've said no to things because it doesn't align with morals. So like the fact that we're helping people is absolutely a positive, but you got to financially get the reward for that.
Right there, right? Those two concepts, the goodwill and the profit for the business, those are not mutually exclusive. And for some reason, this industry feels like if I want to go help and serve people, I can't make money along the way. And I would be the one to challenge that and say, hey, the more people that you can serve and the more money that you can make, it's cyclical, right? If you're where your intentions lie, where your morals lie, if you continue to serve the population, mm-hmm. you need profit in order to do so. It's your obligation to go make money so that you can, if that is the desire, to go put it back into the community and serve more people. Why is that such a hard concept for so many to grasp? I mean, I don't know if it's the concept's hard for them to grasp or the what it takes to get further is the...
Well, there's more risk involved. And sure. So, and again, it's ironic because the biggest risk was opening the business, walking away from a job or doing whatever you were doing to start on this journey. That was the biggest risk. At least it was for the people I'm aware of. Like that's huge. You're kind of like saying, I'm going down this path now, which is against the average big time. Right?
Oh yeah.
So you went down this path, but now you're unwilling to take additional risks to break through what the average is. Now, by default, again, there is always an average, but here's the even, I guess it's a worse number. Our buddy Dan had posted, he's the founder of Push Press. He just threw it out there and he said, hey, what does it take on a gross monthly revenue number to be in the top 10%? It was 24,000. So his average is much less than mid-20s, is probably high teens, maybe 18, 17,000 is the average of that selection, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but then you look at the Iron Circle, for example, the average of the Iron Circle gyms is going to be just under 100,000, right? It's going to be somewhere in like the 70s, right? 75, 76, somewhere in there. That's the average of what the Iron Circle gyms do. Now, when you're in that group, there's always going to be somebody lower and somebody higher. But it's interesting what happens in that group. Very interesting. And it's very telling. And it's very case in point about the average of the five people you hang around with the most where you're getting your information is the gyms that have been kind of down this path of maybe they were doing 40, 50,000. They explode into these new record-breaking revenue numbers. And it's 100% because of who they're surrounding themselves with. Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
And we hear it, like, though I could say one of the biggest, most common shared, you know, expressions of what changed was when I surrounded myself with these people, it made me think bigger. It made me think that this was possible, right? And that right there, it's like, it's the doorway never presented itself. People were just like, oh, well, this is good, you know, until you saw everybody else doing something that seemed impossible. It's like walking into the room and everyone's running a 4-minute mile. Well, now you damn well better be able to run a 4-minute mile. You know it's possible.
You just rise up.
And you exactly. But it's almost forced when you put yourself in the right room. It almost like rubs off or a byproduct of just being there where every little decision you're just like, well, I know that maybe that's not for me. But then you see everybody else doing something big like that and you're like, well, shit, if they can do it, So can I.
I can find a way to do it. And even if you don't get to exactly where they're at, you're much higher than where you were, which is very interesting.
Even by accident, right?
And the identity changes with these gym owners. And I'll have a great example. We'll end on this. Had a great call with one of our Iron Circle members. She's been in the group for a couple of years now. And she's told me, she goes, somebody asked me what I did the other day. And I told her I was a gym owner. And you know what? It hit me. She said, you know, 6 months ago, if somebody would have asked me, or 12 months ago, I would have said I was a personal trainer. But I feel like I'm a gym owner now. I feel like I've made it to the other side. And I said, welcome to the club, right? Because that's essentially what it is. It's your identity change. It's what she believes she is. Mm-hmm. And she said, I just love it more, right? It just gives me a new identity. I feel better about it. The decisions I'm making are all based on this new identity of being a gym owner. And I was like, that's awesome. That's probably the best testimonial, or best something somebody could say, because her whole life is now in a different, I guess, lens, right? Yeah, everything's in
the way you think about your business, and the decisions that come across the board, the way you operate, and the actions you take, all of that stuff changes. Because the belief system changed, and because the belief system changed because you put yourself around people that had a different belief system than where you were.
Yep.
One of the longest running, again, one-liners or whatever the hell, you know, those things are called. We've always said growth or decay, there is no maintenance, right? And unfortunately, if you're not forcing yourself to think bigger, if you're not listening to the things that are going to help you think bigger, if you're not putting yourself in the mastermind or the coaching groups or the things where people are thinking bigger, chances are you're accepting average, and you know, there's probably some writing on the wall that you might not be getting ahead. If you're not constantly looking for more revenue, and again, it's not just the number, but the cost of doing business goes up every year. If your business isn't making more money than you were last year, your lifestyle, your home life, your, you know, the things you put on your dinner table, your kids' opportunities to, you know, to travel, all of these things are going to be affected because you're not ascending past the increase in cost. It's the obligation, right? Every single day that you show up in your business, the goal should be to make more revenue, turn a profit, make this as lean and leveraged as possible so that you win as a business owner, as a gym owner in this industry. It's huge, but it's intentional.
Yeah. It never stops. It's as soon as you stop, you go backwards, like you said. So it's like you're always going through the current. The current's always trying to push you back, and you got to power through. What is that, like a head current? What is that called? Headwinds. On flying, but like, I don't know, you're going against the current. You're going upstream, right? The salmon fight.
Yeah, exactly.
And they jump up the stream, and they whatever, you know, lay their eggs and stuff. Like, that's constantly what business is. It's just like obstacle. And I, like today, this morning, I had probably 15 obstacles hit me.
Yeah.
It just hit me. I was like, this is just really interesting, isn't it? And you just have to look at it. One of those, you know, the more you've been hit in the face in this business world, the easier it is to take a punch, right? It just is, you got scars, right? It doesn't hurt as much. It's like, you have to step back and like, yeah, this is life testing me. Embrace it. It is what it is. And, you know, you'll get through it again, right?
And the thing is, you know, most of business is putting out, not, I don't want to say putting out fires, but it's
solving problems.
Exactly. Right. So, and it comes back to, yes, is it difficult to go increase revenue 10-20% or $20,000 a month when you're doing 20-24? It seems that way, but you know, it's real hard not feeding your family. Mm. Right. So like that old choose your hard, I would much rather put all of my time and energy and effort towards something that is going to serve and feel good and give you the ability to not struggle from a day-to-day situation, right? Not, you know, be able to take time off and take the kids to whatever. And like, it's going to be hard regardless. You made the decision when you became a business owner, but choose the hard that's going to pay off in the future, not just settle for the average. And today is hard.
Yep. So hopefully that helps you guys kind of reevaluate your perspective. And it really should light somebody up that doesn't want to be average. And hopefully that's what this show did for you today, because it's pretty awesome on the other side of average. And then there's a new average to fit, and you just keep going. But like, at the end of the day, make this worth it to you, and don't like resent your business because it's not getting you ahead. Do the work, choose your hard. Hopefully that helps you guys. Hopefully we see you in Nashville. Until next episode, keep changing lives. See you on the next one. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.